Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at msdsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone. From Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska, we have live coverage of the ECNC Tournament Boys Semifinal action for you this evening here on Sunny 101.3. It's a doubleheader. Up first, the Auburn Bulldogs have the Meade Raiders. That'll be followed with the second half of our doubleheader, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds taking on the homestanding Freeman Falcons. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Catula. Pleasure to be with you once again tonight for high school basketball. A busy weekend coming up with the conference tournaments going on here in southeast Nebraska. We do have coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament over on our sister station, KTNC. Games being played at Johnson Brock. In fact, in just a few minutes here, the Johnson Brock girls should be squaring off with Lord Central Catholic. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. That's over on KTNC and on our radio app, MSC Radio. Also online at mscsports.net. You just click on Listen Live and select either KTNC or KLZA Sunny 101.3, and you can listen to the games online. Well, this first game up tonight is a rematch. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Meade Raiders. It's a rematch of a game played last Friday night. In fact, I had the broadcast of that one from Meade here on Sunny, and the Auburn Bulldogs kind of dominated the Raiders there. The final was 58-34. So Auburn with a convincing margin of victory over the Meade Raiders when they went and played in the Raiders' house. Since then, in the first round action of the ECNC tournament, Auburn a pummeling of Fall City, 71-19 in the first round of the tournament to move them into the semifinals. On the other side of it, the Meade Raiders bounced back from that loss to Auburn and got the win over Palmyra in the first round of this tournament. The score in that one was 53-49, so Meade came back. The Raiders' record now stands at 12-5, while the Bulldogs are 16-1. Their only loss, 54-50 to Plattsmouth, and that was back in mid-December. Let's move right to a look at the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for the Meade Raiders, coached by Coach P.J. Quinn. He'll go with Mason Reed. Reed is a 6'2 senior, 12 points per ball game. Derek Say, a senior at 6'1, 15 points per ball game. Wyatt Vera, a senior, 6'1, 5.5 points per game. Hunter Williams, a 6-foot senior in the starting lineup. And Abram Lee, a junior at 6'3, 6 points per contest. As we said, the Raiders are 12-5 on the year. Starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. They're coached by head coach Jim Weeks. They are 16-1 on the season. They'll go with Ryan Gunther. Gunther, a 6'2 sophomore, 14 points per game on the season thus far. Carson Levine, a 6'3 senior, almost 8 points per game. Brenton Wenzel, 5'11 as a senior, 13 points per contest. Creighton Keeling is a 6'1 senior, 7.5 points per game. And Brian Palmer, a sophomore, 6'6. He's averaging just over 10 points per contest for the Bulldogs. 16-1 are the Bulldogs. 12-5 are the Meade Raiders. Second half of our doubleheader coming up tonight, it'll be the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds taking on the homestanding Freeman Falcons. That's what we'll have coming up for you next. I already mentioned that John Nixon has that girls' Pioneer Conference game right about now. He's got a second game coming up tonight also, a rematch between the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Irish, in what would consider a bit of an upset, defeated Johnson Brock last weekend at Fall City. So that's a 7:30 tip-off over on KTNC. So switch your dial back and forth between Sunny and KTNC. Any place you put your radio, John Nixon and I have got a lot of fun basketball for you coming up tonight. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Meade Lumber for these presentations of high school basketball. Kirk Hillman is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to work with Kurt. And we want to do one more special shout-out tonight to our friend down in Louisville, Kentucky, Matt Prophet. Matt's only about 10 days away from celebrating his birthday. And guess what? Matt gets to go to Disney World. So a very special trip for a very special birthday for a very special listener, Matt Prophet, on his way to Disney World for his birthday in about 10 days. And we're always glad to have him tuned in. He seldom misses one of our broadcasts here on Sunny 101.3. We're going to have the national anthem coming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again here to Freeman High School in Adams, getting ready for the Auburn Bulldogs and the Mead Raiders. We talked before the break about all the games going on tonight. Our coverage of these tournaments will continue on through the weekend. In fact, I'll be on the air again tomorrow night making the trip to Elmwood Murdoch is where we'll be at, and that'll be Johnson County and Freeman. They'll be playing in the girls' semifinals at Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow night. That'll be here on Sunny 101.3. Then on Saturday, I'll be making the trip back out to Mead. That's where the championship and the third-place consolation games of the ECNC tournament will be played. We will probably have three games out there, most likely, some consolation and championships for you. Those will all be live here on Sunny 101.3. If we're doing a third-place game, we would be starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon here on Sunny. Meanwhile, John Nixon will be at Johnson Brock Saturday over on KTNC with Pioneer Conference consolation and championship games. So we're just delighted to bring you all this high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 and over on KTNC. All right, getting ready to jump it up here. Stepping into the center circle, Brian Palmer will be in there to jump it up for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs in white tonight here with the red numerals. The Mead Raiders in their red jerseys with black numbers. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Raiders. They'll set the offense at the top of the circle with the pass to Hunter Williams. Williams dribbles to the right side of the lane. Man-to-man defense opening up here for the Bulldogs. Gunther comes out to pick up Williams. Here's a driving layup. Off no good. Blocked away by Ryan Gunther. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Into forecourt. On the dribble with the ball is Brenton Wenzel. Over to the right side finds Ryan Gunther. Gunther feeds it to the top of the key. Here's a three on the way. Up off the rim. Does not go. With the rebound and the follow shot. Put back is up and good by Brian Palmer. Palmer with the first 2 points of the ball game, and Auburn goes on top 2-0. 7:24 to go here, just underway in the first quarter. For the Raiders in forecourt is Mason Reed with the ball. Reed comes to the right elbow with it. That's Derek Say. Say back to the top of the circle. Reed feeds underneath on the baseline in the paint. No shot there for Derek Say. Almost lost a handle on it. Comes up with the ball out to the right side to Hunter Williams. Williams, bounce pass, right elbow, goes to Mason Reed, long three up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Ryan Gunther for the Bulldogs. Gunther across the timeline, pushes it down court. Bulldogs up 2-0 here, opening minute of play at Freeman and Adams. Gunther kicks it to the corner. Open look, three from the left side, up and good. Carson Levine. Levine nails the tray from the corner. He was wide open. Nobody there defended him. Squared up, planted the foot, and dropped it through the hoop. 5-0. Auburn with the early lead. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. With the basketball, Preston Price with the ball now. Price for the Raiders has the ball stolen away by Gunther, then stolen right back by Mason Reed. Reed lost the handle on it, picks it up, goes to Price in the baseline, underneath, feeds it low post left side, and we're going to have traveling called. Traveling on Mason Reed, he walked with the basketball. It'll turn it back over to the Auburn Bulldogs. 6:14 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0. Auburn with the early lead. Wenzel brings it into forecourt. Brenton Wenzel, averaging 13 points per game this year on the season for the Bulldogs. Pops to Gunther. Underneath it goes into Palmer. Palmer on the right side of the lane. Here's a jump shot for three from the left elbow. Up and off, no good. Palmer has the rebound. Now the ball is stripped away from him. Making the steal is Derek Say. Say with the outlet pass finds Hunter Williams. Williams picked up by Ryan Gunther at midcourt in a pressuring man-to-man defense. To the right elbow, it comes to Mason Reed, driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Mason Reed, 6'2 senior. He averages 12 points a game, and he's got the first 2 points of the contest for the Mead Raiders. All right, here come the Bulldogs. Down court is Wenzel. Wenzel comes to the baseline left side. They flip it to the corner, back up top to Wenzel. He passed up an open look three there. Instead comes to Ryan Gunther with the pass. Gunther on the left wing, low post underneath. It goes into Palmer. He's double-teamed in there, backing in under the basket. Puts it out to Wenzel for a long three. That's good. Nothing but nylon from the right elbow. Dropping that one in was Brenton Wenzel, his first three of the night, and Auburn is up 8-2 early in the contest. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Auburn with a 6-point advantage already. Now for the Mead Raiders. On the dribble is Preston Price. Price is in trouble. Wenzel has him trapped out near the midcourt line. Gets rid of the ball to Wyatt Vera. Vera tries to go to the right side baseline. Carson Levine is there, prevents him from getting to the hoop. Levine cuts him off at the baseline, back to the top of the key, moving inside the paint, driving lay-in up and good by Mason Reed. Reed's got 4 points. He has all four of the Mead Raiders' points now. It's 8-4, Auburn up by four with 4:29 to go here in the first quarter. This is Wenzel with the basketball to the right wing. Wenzel gives it up to Gunther. Ryan Gunther back finds Wenzel in the corner, dribbling, driving, laying up. Wenzel can't get it. Fight for the ball. Coming up is Palmer. He goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul, and I believe we're going to put Brian Palmer, at the free throw line. Brian will be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Hunter Williams. On Williams, his first team foul number one on the Raiders. At the line, Brian Palmer, a 33% free throw shooter on the season. The first one is up and off, no good. The sophomore, 6'6", averages double figures. Brian Palmer averages just over 10 points per ball game for the Bulldogs. Palmer with a second free throw attempt. It's up and good. Right down the middle for that one. So Palmer hits one out of two. Brian with 3 points in the ball game, and the Bulldogs up by five now, 9-4 with 4:13 to play here in the first quarter. Mead Raiders picked up defensively near midcourt. They come out to meet him. To the left elbow, the pass comes. They're looking now inside for Hunter Williams. Looking for Price on the cutter. Can't get there. Vera almost lost the basketball. Around the horn left side finds Reed. Inside the paint. Backing up. No place to go. Driving, laying up. Floater off. No good. And coming down with the rebound are the Bulldogs. Coming out of there with that one. Let's see who we've got checked into the ball game now. That's Blake Swanson, I believe. Yes, Swanson got that one. On the right side baseline with the ball, Carson Levine to the top of the key. There's a three that's up and off, no good. But the rebound comes down to Wenzel. Wenzel with the basketball at the top of the circle. Feeds to the left elbow, Swanson. Swanson for three. Too strong. Off the back of the iron. The rebound comes down to the Mead Raiders. Cleared out with the ball is Preston Price. Price across the timeline. On the elbow, right side of the lane. Working one-on-one against Levine. Can't get away from him. Now flips the ball across court. goes to Mason Reed to the top of the key. Open look for a three that's off, no good. Ball is tipped around and fought for. Rebound to Mason Reed. They'll get a new shot clock. 2:53 to go first quarter. It's 9-4. Bulldogs up by 5. With the ball on the near side is Hunter Williams. Skip pass all the way across court to Derek Say. Now the ball is stolen away underneath the basket. Coming up with the steal, Creighton Keeling. Keeling brings the ball down court. Works to the top of the circle. Hands off to Wenzel for a long three. This is off the iron and won't go. Ball is slapped around and the Raiders come out with the basketball with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Across the timeline for the Raiders. The ball goes high in the air. Derek Say got away with one there, maybe. Top of the key. Feeds it up to Vera. Back again to Say in the corner on the left side. Wenzel's there to pick him up in the man-to-man defense. Can't get the baseline. Has to come back to the top of the circle with the pass on the near side. Now a spin move at the free throw line. Hunter Williams on the right elbow. Around the horn into the corner. Right side, low post. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul. And stepping to the free throw line will be Wyatt Vera. Vera will be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul is going to be on. The foul is on Carson Levine, his first, team foul number one. Wyatt Vera, 62% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting two shots. Vera takes aim, launches the first shot. It's up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. Back into the ballgame now comes Brian Palmer into the lineup for the Bulldogs. He'll replace Carson Levine. Levine will take a breather. Wyatt Vera ready for his second free throw. 2 minutes on the clock to play here in the first quarter. Auburn up 9-5. Vera's free throw is up. It's off. No good. And Keeling comes down with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Gives the outlet pass up to Wenzel and Brian Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel across the timeline to the right side of the free throw circle. Feeds deep in the corner to Swanson. Underneath to Palmer. He has the ball slapped away and stolen on the baseline. That's one of those where the ball gets knocked away before you can go up with it. And with a minute 39 to go in the first quarter, it's a 4-point Auburn lead, 9-5. Timeout taken by the Raiders. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, during that timeout, while Coach P.J. Quinn was meeting with his Meat Raiders assistant coach, a friend of mine, Rod Henkel, you might remember the name, a former World Herald sports writer, Rod Henkel is an assistant coach here at Meat, and he was having quite an animated discussion with our officials during that timeout, and I'm not sure what it would have been about. I haven't seen anything that controversial that happened here yet. All right, our referee, Kevin Mowry, an Auburn graduate, is the referee here tonight. He hands the ball off to the Meat Raiders, and they set it up. Come to the right elbow with the pass. Miles Kovar in the lineup, checking in at the timeout. The ball goes off of Kovar's fingertips and out of bounds. Miles came up and said hello to me when we were setting up for the broadcast. He grew up with my grandsons back in Schuyler, Nebraska. His older brother, Mason, was on the same team with a couple of my grandsons playing for the Schuyler Warriors in what now seems like decades ago. Time goes by fast. Here come the Bulldogs with the basketball. Brenton Wenzel at the top of the circle, into the corner, down to Keeling. Baseline right side, Keeling finds Wenzel with the pass. They're looking to lob it into Palmer, can't get it to him. Around the horn it comes, Carson Levine for three, off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, up and good. Putting the put back is Brian Palmer. Palmer with 5 points now for the Bulldogs. It's 11-5, Auburn up by six. Across the timeline, on the dribble, Wyatt Engel with the ball. Engel, top of the circle. Works the dribble around to the left wing. Looks for Kovar in the corner. Baseline right side. Kovar holds the ball high above his head. Almost lost it there. Tips it back inside. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. And that'll give the ball back once again to the Bulldogs. Auburn up by six. They defeated Meade last Friday night at Meade, 58-34. A game that was much closer than that. It kind of got away from the Raiders late in the fourth quarter, and Auburn kind of blew it wide open. Right now, it's a competitive contest here, 11-5. Here's Carson Levine for three from the corner. Got it. That's Levine's second three-pointer of the evening. He's got 6 points, and suddenly you look up there, and Auburn's got a 9-point lead. 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter with the basketball. On the dribble, Derek Say. Say looks inside with it, goes to the left elbow. Top of the key, Tony Engel handles the ball. Spin move in the paint. Layup up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Tony Engel. Tony Engel with his first 2 points. 14-7. Driving layup at the other end. Try for follow shot. There's a buzzer. No basket. After one quarter, the Bulldogs up 14-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to move into the second quarter of action. The Bulldogs lead it 14-7 over the Meade Raiders. Auburn with the basketball. Ryan Gunther in the paint, goes up top with it to Wenzel for three, and there it is. Brent Wenzel, his second three-pointer. He's got a pair of threes. Carson Levine's got a pair of threes. And Auburn with a double-digit lead, 17-10 now. Bulldogs up by 10. Mason Reed with the basketball. Across court pass, left side, Hunter Williams. Williams, top of the circle, finds Reed. In traffic, ball tipped away. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Carson Levine. On Levine, that's his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Levine with his second personal will set out. Checking in to replace him will be Blake Swanson. Swanson, a 6'3 sophomore. Blake comes off the bench and averages 5.5 points per ball game for the Bulldogs. Inbounding the pass is Tony Engel on the baseline for the Raiders. Engel lobs it in, tipped away, and Palmer with the steal. Nice job by Bray and Palmer under the basket to get the steal and the turnover. Outlet pass coming up the court with it is Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, top of the circle. Between the rings, goes to the right wing with the pass. Down to Creighton Keeling. Keeling goes inside to Palmer. A give and go. Back up top it comes to Keeling. Ball taken away and stolen by Tony Engel. Now down court they come. Traveling is going to be called. Trying to break away there with it was Derek Say. They say he walked with the basketball and it'll go back to the Bulldogs. Opening minute of play in the second quarter here at Freeman High School. 7:08 to play in the first half, 17-7. If you're just checking in with us, the Auburn Bulldogs with a 10-point lead here early in the contest. Auburn with the basketball. Brenton Wenzel on the dribble. Right wing, Ryan Gunther. Gunther around the horn, top of the key to Creighton Keeling. Left side, in it goes to Palmer in the low post left side. Open look right side for a three that's up and off. Palmer, rebound, follow shot up and good. Ryan Palmer, 7 points now in the ballgame for the Bulldogs. Makes it 19-7. Biggest lead yet for Auburn, up by 12. Raiders basketball. Hunter Williams against the man-to-man defense. Works to the right elbow with it. Gunther comes out to challenge him. Now Williams hands the ball up to the left wing to Preston Price. Price, nowhere to go with it. Got trapped under there. Now flips the ball out onto the left wing. On the dribble on the left side is Wyatt Vera. Vera again finds Preston Price. He dribbles into the paint. Now they pull up for a long two that's off the rim, and Palmer's there for the rebound. Tell you, tonight, Ryan Palmer's having a good ball game here so far. He's already got 7 points and a number of big rebounds down there. Not many second chances with Palmer lurking down near the basket for those defensive boards. Here's a three that's on the way. Swanson can't get it. Gunther gets the rebound. Gunther backs in, lays it off the glass up and good. Oh, a sweet move by Ryan Gunther, the sophomore. on Ryan. That's his first basket of the night. He's got 2 points, and all of a sudden you look up at the clock and it's 21-7. Timeout's going to be taken by the Meade Raiders. They'll take a break here. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to a presentation of high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, your play-by-play announcer. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Our presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school sports is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Meade Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. Earlier tonight in the Pioneer Conference Tournament in the girls' semifinals, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Exeter Milligan Friend 54-50. That was a game this afternoon that you heard over on KTNC. Back to live action here at Freeman, 21-7, Auburn on top. Meade with the basketball. Derek Say, low post left side, got double teamed, couldn't put the shot up. Now driving for the fall away jumper, up and off, no good. And there's Palmer again for the rebound. Tell you, Brian Palmer is owning the defensive board down here. It's one and done. If the Raiders don't drop it on the first shot, Palmer is more than likely going to pull down that defensive board. Here's Gunther going in for a little reverse lay, and he got the basket and the foul. Great job. He flipped that one up over his head backwards, and Ryan Gunther gets the basket, draws the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Tony Engel, his first team foul number one of the quarter. Ryan Gunther is a 61% free throw shooter on the season. He has 4 points so far tonight. Here he'll be shooting the and one. Gunther, 6'2 sophomore, takes aim. Shot is up. It's good. Got her down. He's got 5 points now, and it's 23-7. Auburn's starting to blow this thing open now. We still have 5:09 to go in the first half. With the ball on the right side now is Jaden Reed, who's in the lineup. Jaden Reed around over to the left wing, goes to Miles Kovar. Kovar's back into the lineup after the timeout. Kovar with the ball on the baseline right side. Beats it back up top to Say. Into the corner left side. There's a long three from the corner left side. Oh, no good. Rebound brought down by Carson Levine. Auburn starting to take charge of the game here now. Up 24-7 with 4:40 to go in the first half. Creighton Keeling across court finds Gunther at the free throw line. Gunther wanted to go to the hoop, couldn't. Goes back to the top of the key. Wenzel for three. Got it. Brenton Wenzel, his third three-pointer of the night, second one here in this quarter, and he's got 9 points. And suddenly, we aren't even halfway through the second quarter, and Auburn with a 20-point lead, 27-7. Here's a nice move to the basket. Shot is up and off by Derek Say. Couldn't finish. He made a nice move to get a clear shot. Now a driving lay-in up by Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel just went down the avenue, went past all the defenders. They actually had their back turned to him and didn't realize he was coming up behind him. Wenzel took it down the lane, laid it off the glass. He's already got 11 points in double figures. With the dribble, Tony Engel goes to Miles Kovar with the pass. Kovar on the dribble, right side of the circle. Down deep to Jaden Reed in the corner. Nothing there. Back to Kovar. Now Reed's going to try a three. It's off the glass. Rebound follow shot. It won't go. Rebound brought down again. Try for putback is up and good. Put in by Derek Say. Say with his first 2 points of the ball game, and that's the first 2 points of the second quarter for the Meade Raiders. 29-9 now is our score. Auburn up by 20. They held, led by as much as 22. Carson Levine for three. Swish. Nothing but nylon for Carson Levine. He's got three threes. Brenton Wenzel's got three threes. Bulldogs shooting lights out from three-point range from downtown. They lead it 32-9 now. Out here's the Miles Kovar. Tries a three from the left wing. Too strong. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. And there with the put back was Tony Engel. his second bucket of the night, and he's got 4 points. 32-11, your score. Bulldogs up. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Second half of the doubleheader tonight, Johnson County Central and the Freeman Falcons in boys semifinal action here in the ECNC tournament. Auburn working patiently. Levine for three. Man, I'm telling you, it's raining threes. Carson Levine, I think he is now 4 out of 5 from three-point range. Carson has got the range going here. 4 out of 5 from downtown for Levine. All right, down court come the Raiders to try and get something going. In the paint, moving to the hoop. Fall away shot, no. Kicks it back out to the right elbow. Mason Reed almost had it taken away by Ryan Gunther to Kovar. Miles Kovar for three, hit the back of the rim just a little bit too long, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by Ryan Gunther. Gunther flips the pass down court to Wenzel. They're going to let Wenzel set up over there again. That's probably not wise. Carson Levine from the corner, got it. I've got Carson Levine, folks, with 5 out of 6 from free throw, three-point range. Carson Levine, 5 three-pointers here in the first half already, 15 points. Wenzel's got 3 three-pointers, so they've hit 8 of them here in the first half already. Consequently, they lead this thing 38-11. Here's Miles Kovar for three. That one rims just a little long. Miles is getting some good looks here. He just can't get the ball to fall. It's hitting the back of the iron and popping out on him. The rebound comes down to Wenzel. Now a three again from the right side by Carson Levine. Count them, folks. 7 out of 8 from three-point range for Carson Levine. He's got the hot hand. I'd say give the ball to Carson. My goodness, he's putting him through. Here's a driving layup, up and good, whistle and a foul. Getting the basket to fall there was Derek Say, his second bucket. He was fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one. I think I said 7 of 8. It's actually 6 out of 7 from three-point range for Carson Levine. I got carried away and was looking at one of Brent Wenzel's three-pointers here. So at the free throw line will be Derek Say. The foul, incidentally, is on Creighton Keeling, his first, team foul number 1 of the quarter. Free throw is up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, into forecourt, works to the left side of the lane, goes all the way in, lays it off the glass, up and good. Wenzel just went right around the defender, left him standing there counting his change as Wenzel took it past him. Brenton Wenzel now with 13 points in the ballgame. 18 points for Carson Levine on 6 three-pointers. 6 out of 7 shooting. Spin move, laying up. Nice move to the bucket by Mason Reed for the Meade Raiders. He's a 6'2 senior. He went right down the middle between two Bulldog defenders and kind of left them puzzled as he broke to the basket, laid it off the glass, and scored it. 43-15. Auburn up now with 15 seconds to go here in the second period. Wenzel just letting that clock tick down. They'll play for the final shot of the period. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Now Wenzel's going to pull up and shoot a long three just short off the front of the rim, tipped around. Kovar comes down with it. Down court, long shot doesn't go. And after 2 quarters of play, the Auburn Bulldogs with a convincing lead here at the half. Auburn 43 and the Meade Raiders 15. We'll take a 2-minute break here, then we'll be back for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Freeman High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Raiders 43-15, our halftime score. The Bulldogs on top. Boy, I'll tell you, it was a three-point shooting exhibition here for the Bulldogs. 9 three-pointers in the first half, 6 of them by Carson Levine. Let's look at the individual numbers. Our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, the numbers for the Mead Raiders. They're led at the half by Mason Reed. He has 6 points. Derek Say with 4. Tony Engel has 4. And Wyatt Vera with 1 adds up to 15 at halftime for the Raiders. Meade went 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, Carson Levine, 6 three-pointers, 18 points at halftime. Brenton Wenzel hit 3 threes and a couple of deuces. He's got 13 also in double figures. Brian Palmer is owning the board on defensively, pulling down the rebounds. He's also chipped in 7 points. And Ryan Gunther with 5 for Auburn's total of 43. From the free throw line, Auburn hit 2 out of 3 at the charity stripe. Bulldogs led it 14-7 after one quarter, and now at halftime they've blown it open 43-15. That's our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt, and they invite you to learn more online at at highlandcc.edu. Trying to read one thing here and say something else. So we're going to take a 2-minute break here, update you with the latest weather forecast, and another 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to a live presentation of sports on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our employees at F&M Bank love to demonstrate random acts of kindness. In 2025, employees showed their community spirit with a total of $1,750 presented to 3 different groups: the Senka Food Pantry, the Richardson County Stuff the Cruiser promotion, and a donation to assist with the purchase of AED defibrillators to be placed in various local parks. Our commitment to the community is unwavering. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
time, weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies expected for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 35. We'll see northwest winds gusting at times near 25 miles per hour. Northwest winds gust up to around 30 miles per hour for the day on Friday. Mostly sunny and cooler with a high around 48. A few clouds rolling through to Friday night. As temperatures dip back to around 21, we'll see lighter winds from the northeast up to around 10 miles per hour. Southeast winds become breezy again for the day on Saturday, with gusts up to around 20 miles per hour, mostly sunny skies, and high in the mid-40s. We bottom out around 32 as we look ahead towards Saturday night with some passing clouds. Lots of sunshine and warming back up on Sunday with a high around 57. 33 our forecast low heading towards Sunday night and mostly clear. A very mild day on Monday, a high around 67 with lots of sunshine. Monday night will bring mostly clear skies as temperatures bottom out around 42. Isolated rain showers will come in by Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, a high around 60 and breezy. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Freeman High School here in Adams, where it's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Meat Raiders 43-15, our halftime score. Earlier this afternoon over on KTNC in the Pioneer Conference Tournament, in the semifinals for the girls, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Exeter Milligan Friend 54-50. Right now over on KTNC, the Johnson Brock girls are playing Ward Central Catholic. John Nixon has the call for you on that. I think they're a little bit behind us. We started right at 6. I think they were a little bit late getting started with that second game. John will have a nightcap coming up. The Sacred Heart boys and Johnson Brock in a rematch on KTNC. Here on Sunny 101.3, I'll be here at Freeman with Johnson County Central and the Freeman Falcons. So we got a lot of wood to chop yet tonight here as far as high school basketball, both here on Sunny and on KTNC. We're ready to move into third quarter action. Auburn on top, 43-15 over the Meade Raiders. This is a team they beat last Friday night at Meade, 58-34. So Auburn's built up a nice lead here in the first half. Meade will have the basketball to start things off for the Raiders. Hunter Williams, here's a steal, driving layup, and good. Putting the ball in is Ryan Gunther. So on the very first possession, Ryan Gunther makes a mid-court steal. That was just a little bit of a, well, I have to describe it like it was, a little bit of a lazy pass there. They just lobbed one out in front of Gunther and dared him to take it the other direction, and he did. 45-15, the lead is 30. With the ball on the left wing is Preston Price, driving layup, blocked away nicely by Palmer. Rebound, Gunther. Gunther's going to take it all the way in for the driving layup, and good. Ryan Gunther opens the second half with a pair of layups. Suddenly, he has 9 points in the contest. And it's 47-15. The lead is 32 now. Auburn completely dominating the Meade Raiders here in the semifinals of this ECNC boys tournament. Raiders with the basketball, top of the circle. Hunter Williams kicks it out onto the right elbow, finds Preston Price with the pass. Left wing, low post, Say, shot is up, no. Nice job by Gunther to block it, and there for the rebound again is Palmer. Brian Palmer, he's got a basket full of rebounds tonight, especially on the defensive end. He's just setting up under there and catching everything that doesn't go in the hole. Keeling feeds into Palmer. He's on the low post, left side of the basket. Backs into the paint. Now makes a move to the basket. Can't do it up with it. Now a shot is up and good. Nice little turnaround shot. Brian Palmer, 9 points now in the ballgame. And Auburn continues to pull away. 49-15. A game getting out of hand here now. The Bulldogs completely dominating the Meade Raiders. Left side is Wyatt Vera with the ball. Vera comes to the top of the key, feeds it up to Hunter Williams on the baseline underneath. Ball stolen away by Wenzel. Fast break. Wenzel trying to outrun everybody. Spin move. Oh, nice pass. Wenzel dished that ball off at the very last moment to Ryan Gunther. Gunther gathered it in, laid it off the glass, scored the basket, and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Ryan Gunther's got 6 points already here in the first 2 minutes of this second half. He's got 11 now in the ballgame. That foul, incidentally, was on Mason Reed, his first. Free throw is up and off. No good. Won't go for Gunther. He's got 11 now. Here's Wenzel for three. It's just short off the front of the rim. But Palmer's got the rebound. Kicks it out to the left side. Shot is up and good for Carson Levine. Carson Levine is now 7 out of 8 from three-point range tonight here in Adams. These rims are being very kind to Carson Levine, and he's putting them up from somewhere down near Sterling when he launched that one. Way outside the three-point arc. All right, down court comes Derek Say with the basketball. Feeds it to the right side for the Raiders. Top of the key, open look, free throw line, jump shot up and good. Nice move there by Mason Reed. He's got 8 in the ballgame. Reed just went straight up in the air with a little 10-foot jumper just inside the free throw line. 54-17 your score, 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Bulldogs basketball. Levine, I thought he was going to put another one up there. He can't miss. I don't know why not shoot it. Inside to Palmer. Back up top, Wenzel. Palmer, low post, left side, in the lane, backs it in. Turn around, shot up and good. Brian Palmer came to play tonight. He's in double figures. He's got 11 points and probably just as many rebounds by my count here. I don't keep track of rebounds, but I can tell you he's got a bunch of them. 56-17. Auburn up now. We're at the 4:30 mark of the second quarter, and it's 56-17. Much closer game last Friday night at Meade. Here's a driving layup that's off no good, and a rebound brought down by Wenzel. Wenzel, down court pass to the left side, Creighton Keeling. Keeling passed up a good shot, gives the ball back up top to Wenzel. They give it to Levine. He's going to shoot another one, and he missed one. Levine missed one. He's now 7 of 9. And he came away shaking his head like he was kind of expecting that one to drop too, I think. The ball went out of bounds and went off of the Raiders. And so Auburn will have the ball. Back into the lineup comes Miles Kovar, 5'11 junior. Kovar checks back in for the Raiders onto the floor. 56-17. Here's Levine from the corner for three. Got it. Carson Levine just keeps pouring them in. 8 out of 10 now for Carson Levine. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor by the Raiders with 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. 59-17. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, We've got a halftime score now for you in the game being heard live over on KTNC in girls semifinal action of the Pioneer Conference. Johnson Brock's girls are leading Nebraska City Lords 22-17. That's in the semifinals in the Pioneer Conference tournament. 22-17 at the half. Johnson Brock leading Lord Central Catholic over on KTNC. Here with 4:05 to go in the third quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs completely dominating the Meade Raiders, 59-17. 8 of 10 shooting from three-point range by Carson Levine. Anytime you've got a player hitting 80%, he can play on my team, folks. Here come the Meade Raiders with the basketball at the free throw line, top of the circle. They feed it into the corner, driving, laying up off the glass and good. Nice shot by Mason Reed. Reed's in double figures. He's got 10 points now for the Meade Raiders. Bulldogs with the basketball. Into forecourt is Blake Swanson with the ball. Swanson flips it to the corner. Underneath the basket, back it comes to Swanson, top of the key. Low post, right side on the dribble is Rash with the ball. Raleigh Rash. Rash had an open look, just passed it up. Instead goes to Noah Hanley with the pass. Underneath, Hanley has the ball knocked out of his hands. It went out of bounds. Knocked away by knocked away by Wyatt Engel that time. Bulldogs have gone to the bench now, all five starters sitting down. Rash with the basketball at the top of the circle into Hanley in traffic. Hanley forces a shot up, can't get it, fights for his own rebound. Rebound taken away by Mason Reed. Raiders into forecourt. Reed, a cross-court pass to Wyatt Engel. Engel holds it up for a minute. Back to Reed it comes. To the left elbow now, Jaden Reed with the ball. Hanley comes out to pick up Mason Reed at the top of the circle. Right wing, Wyatt Engel. They can't get a look at the basket. Inside the paint, driving, laying up and off, no good. And the rebound is put down by Zach Holloma. Holloma, sophomore, 6'5", came down with the rebound for the Bulldogs. They'll set the offense. This is Swanson with the basketball across court to the left side. Into Hanley. Left elbow all the way into the baseline with the dribble is Rash. Rash can't get to the basket. To Swanson. Blake Swanson for three. Got it. Boy, the three just keep falling. Blake Swanson, 6'3", sophomore, his first bucket of the night. He nails another three. I haven't added him up here in a while, but, boy, it's a bunch. On the dribble come the Raiders with the basketball. Mason Reed goes to the left elbow, across court pass. Ball nearly got away and had to be chased down by Jaden Reed in the corner. Jaden Reed picked up the dribble, needs help. Passes down to Wyatt Engel, right side. Turnaround shot up, off, no good. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Holloma, Zach Holloma. Here come the Bulldogs. Swanson to the right elbow. Blake Swanson picks up the dribble to the near side to Rash. Rash across court pass. Brendan Snyder with the ball. Into Hanley. Hanley double teamed under the basket. Top of the key, long three off the back of the rim. Hanley's got the rebound. He's double teamed. They try to rip it away from him. The held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs, I believe. Auburn will keep the basketball. All right, back into the ball game now for the Raiders comes Miles Kovar into the contest. Also Wyatt Engel back out there. Under the basket, Hanley shot is up. No, they say he traveled. Under the basket, Noah Hanley, 6'3", junior, takes up a lot of space under the basket. He's a big boy. Looks like he'd be a great offensive tackle. Make him a left tackle anywhere. 62-19. Running clock here, of course. We're down to 28 seconds already in this quarter. We're going to be ahead of schedule. Oh, there's a nice pass underneath, but the ball won't fall. Mason Reed had a point-blank bunny under there and couldn't finish. Rebound comes down to Blake Swanson. Swanson into forecourt. They set a pick for him at the top of the key. Holloma sets the pick. Swanson backs it out. He'll play for the final shot here. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Here's a three from the left wing that's up in and out, no good. And the rebound to Wyatt Vera, long shot at the buzzer. 62-19 after three quarters, the Bulldogs lead it. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way.
from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Other games going on around the area. Falls City is trailing Palmyra 32-17. That was midway through the third quarter. Palmyra leading the Falls City Tigers 32-17. Here with 8 minutes to go, a running clock at 62-19. Auburn, total domination tonight here at the Meade Raiders. The score was 58-34 last Friday night at Meade, but here at Freeman, well, the Bulldogs honestly just came out so hot on fire with three-point shooting, nobody could have kept up with them where they were shooting the ball here tonight. All right, we're into the fourth quarter now, and with the basketball of the Meade Raiders on the dribble. On the right side is Preston Price. Price feeds it down to Kovar in the corner. Miles Kovar holds the ball. They get it back to Kovar on the baseline underneath. Hanley's there with him. Kovar tries to back in. Wants to go up with a shot. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out to his teammate on the corner, Hunter Williams. Williams, he's trapped on the low post. Now Kovar for three. Got it. Miles Kovar hits the three from out on the left wing. The junior with his first bucket of the night here for the Meade Raiders. 62-22. The lead is 40 for Auburn. In the corner right side, Gavin Vinson with the ball now. Vinson's got an open look. He'll try a three that's off the mark. Doesn't go. Kovar with the rebound. Down court across the timeline to the right elbow. Handling the ball over there is Hunter Williams. Williams, baseline, right side in the corner. Back to the top of the key. They find Derek Say with the ball. Now Miles Kovar, he hit the three a minute ago, passes up the look that time. Instead comes back to his teammate, Derek Say. Say goes to the left side of the lane, top of the key, holding it is Preston Price. No shot clock here. We've got a running clock going, so the shot clock is turned off. Driving layup up and off, no good for the Raiders. Rebound comes down to Blake Swanson. Blake Swanson, the sophomore, 6'3". Top of the key, comes to the right elbow, underneath the Hanley. Hanley in traffic, reverse layup, can't get it, got his own rebound. Follow shot, putback is up, it won't go. Tipped out, got his own rebound again, out to Swanson for three, got it. Blake Swanson with his second three-pointer here in the second half. I haven't added him up lately, but he gets a basket full of three-pointers tonight here. I know that Levine's 8 of 10, 11. I think they've got 13 or 14 three-pointers in this ballgame. Hence the 65-22 lead. Here's a driving layup up and good for Derek Say. Say's got 6 points now for the Raiders as he found a avenue down the lane there with the Auburn Bulldog reserves on the floor now. All five starters sitting over on the sideline watching the game. Here's Swanson with a three. That missed everything and goes out of bounds. It'll turn it back over to the Raiders. Substitutes coming back in for Meade. Looks like some of the starters checking back in. Yeah, all five starters will be back on the floor now for the Raiders. Again, it's a running clock, so we're going to finish up early here. I'm not sure if they'll start our next game early or not. It's scheduled for a 7:30 tip. It looks like we're certainly not going to have any problem attaining that goal anyway. We've got 5 minutes to go here with a running clock. 65-24. Auburn with a 41-point advantage. The Raiders working the ball around the top of the key. Driving lay-in up and off, no good. There's a rebound and a putback up and good, and a whistle and a foul. Mason Reed with the putback, and now Mason, the senior, has 12 points in the ballgame. He'll be going to the line to shoot the and one. The foul is going to be called on Auburn's Raleigh Raish. On Raish, that's his first. Free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound. Pulled down under the basket for the Bulldogs by Zach Halima. Down court they come. Blake Swanson with the ball. Bounce pass goes underneath with it. Trying to work toward the basket is Hanley. Right side Halima. Shot is up and good. Hanley with the assist. Zach Halima with the basket. The 6'5 sophomore. Zach has his first points of the night. back to a 41-point lead, 67-26, with 4 minutes to go on the running clock here at Freeman. Dribble to the left side with the ball is Wyatt Engel. He tries to back in against the Bulldog defense. Can't get there. Got tied up. Has to flip it back to the top of the circle to Tony Engel. Engel on the cutter through the paint. Can't get to the wall. Back to the top of the key. Driving lay-in up and off. No good. That shot put up by Mason Reed. And the rebound comes down to Hanley. Hanley up to Blake Swanson. He's a Bulldog backup player. The reserves getting a lot of playing time here, doing the majority of the minutes here in this second half. Chance to rest those legs of the starters. There's a long three from the left corner that's up and off, no good. That shot launched by Brendan Snyder. Fast break the other way. Say lays it up, no. Got his own rebound. Wants to go up with a follow shot. Tied up on the floor. Swanson reaches in. And we're going to have a held ball called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Another bench player checking into the lineup for Auburn. We'll see who this is going to be. Back into the contest is Gavin Vinson, a sophomore. Vinson checks in. Back in for the Raiders now is Miles Kovar. Kovar nailed a three just before sitting down a minute ago here. 64-26. The lead is 67-26. The lead is 41. Oh, and there's Swanson. A long three that's up and good by Brendan Snyder. Snyder nails a three. The threes just keep dropping for the Auburn Bulldogs. 70-26. Around the horn to the left side, Ashton Vera handles the ball up to Kovar. Miles Kovar almost had it dribbled away. Gets the ball back. Comes to his teammate Tony Engel with the pass. Engel to the top of the key. There's a three that's on the way up and good. Hitting the three is Ashton Vera. Vera drops it. That's only the second three-pointer of the night for the Meade Raiders, compared to a whole bucket full for the Bulldogs tonight. 70-29. Here's another three up and good. Hitting the three from the right side for the Bulldogs is Gavin Vinson. Everybody getting into the act on three-pointers here. One, two, three, I think five players have hit a three here tonight. They've got a bunch of them. All right. Pass goes to the baseline, low post left side, got away, went out of bounds. Nobody touched it from Auburn, so the Bulldogs will get the ball back. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring wrap. We'll bring it your way as soon as this one concludes. It's 73-29 with a minute 24 to go and a running clock. Long down court pass into the corner. Back to the top they come with it to Rash. Rash gets a pick set up here by Hanley. Hanley's pretty hard to fight your way around when he sets up the pick there. Now Snyder with the ball. Hanley, top of the key, on the dribble to Rash. Rash tries a three that doesn't go. And the rebound is taken away by Wyatt Engel. Engel gets the ball down court quickly. Into the corner, right side. Into Miles Kovar. Kovar into the basket. Shot partially blocked. Kovar went up with the jump shot, and blocking it away there was Brendan Snyder for the Bulldogs. Under a minute to go here. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown. These numbers are going to be something to look at here for the Auburn Bulldogs. 38 seconds to go. Meade Raiders with the basketball in the corner. Tony Engel handles the ball. Pass is stolen away. With the steal, coming up with it is Rash. Rash across the timeline. 25 seconds, no shot clock. And right now, Coach Jim Weeks says, no, back it out. We're done. And we're going to stand here and dribble out the final 15 seconds. 73-29 is going to be your final score tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs advancing to the championship of the ECNC tournament for 2026. 73-29, you're going to hear the buzzer right about now. And that's the ball game. We'll take a 2 minute timeout. Be back with a post game scoring wrap after this 2 minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
KIME TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history.
They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KimeTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabessa, we make it happen.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Freeman High School. The Auburn Bulldogs posting a big win tonight, 73-29 over the Meade Raiders. These are going to be some interesting numbers to share with you here. Our postgame show brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, let's look at the individual numbers first for the Meade Raiders. They were led tonight by Mason Reed. He finished with 12 points, the only Raider in double figures. Adding six was Derek Say. 4 points tonight for Tony Engel. Miles Kovar had three. Wyatt Engel with three. And a single point for Wyatt Vera for their total of 29. From the free throw line, the Meade Raiders only shot four free throws. We didn't shoot a lot of free throws tonight. They went 1 out of 4. At the charity stripe for the Meade Raiders. And if you're wondering, from three-point range, the Raiders had 2 3-pointers in the entire ball game. Now, for the Auburn Bulldogs, well, this is something. We got four players in double figures. Carson Levine led the way tonight with 23 points. I think I had him 7 out of 9, I guess it was. 7 of 9 from the three-point range he ended up with. 23 to lead the way. Also in double figures, Brenton Wenzel had 13 in the ball game. Adding 11 in double figures was Brian Palmer, as well as Ryan Gunther, also with 11. 6 points coming off the bench for Blake Swanson. 3 points by Brendan Snyder. 3 points for Gavin Vincent. And 2 points by Zach Halaba for their total of 73. Free throw shooting, the Bulldogs went 2 out of 4 at the charity stripe. The two teams combined only shot 8 free throws on the evening. So not a lot of fouls, not a lot of free throws shot in that one. Here's an interesting breakdown also. The Auburn Bulldogs had 14 three-pointers. They had 13 two-pointers. They had more trays than they did deuces in this ballgame in piling up those 73 points to win 73-29. With the win, the Auburn Bulldogs will advance to the Boys Championship. That will be played out at Meade Saturday evening. You'll hear the game live here on Sunny 101.3. I think it's scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off, but you know how those tournaments run. You're usually quite a bit behind. We don't always have what we've got going on here today. So, we'll be back with our second half of our doubleheader in a few minutes. That game is scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off, and apparently they're going to hold it and not start the game until 7:30. So that means that we're going to be taking a substantial break out here from the live broadcast. We're going to be sending it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Kurt, you're going to have to entertain the folks for about 20 or 25 minutes before we'll be ready to go with our pregame show. They're not going to start it until 7:30, they tell me. So it'll be quite a delay before we get to the second half of our doubleheader. We hope you'll stay tuned right here to Sunny 101.3. The big game coming up will be the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Freeman Falcons boys semifinal action here of the ECNC tournament. So with that, we'll send it back to Kurt Kilman. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.